the Comic-Con. Isn't it great? Right? You guys love it? Are you doing one again next year?
Cosplay, also known as costume play, is a pop culture phenomenon that allows people to invest time, money, and creativity into a costume so they can dress up as their favorite superhero from a comic book, video game, or television show. Comic-Con conventions in San Diego or New York tend to attract over 100,000 cosplayers. But sometimes many fans miss out on these popular conventions because tickets tend to sell out quickly. Most recently, San Diego's Comic-Con's open registration badges sold out within an hour. But there are alternatives for cosplay fans. Similar conventions are popping up in many rural areas like Yuma County. Over 600 people attended the Blazing Desert Comic-Con 2015 in San Luis. The event, organized by Arizona Western College's Yuma Young Adults Club, ultimately served as a fundraiser for scholarships through ticket sales. President of AWC's Yuma Young Adults Club, Daniela Vasquez, says this is their second year organizing the event.
That's one of the main reasons why we did it in the first place, is because we had a lot of members in our club that couldn't go to the one in Phoenix or the one in San Diego. They're very difficult to get to, especially, you know, for someone that's young, a college student. That's what we wanted to go for. We wanted to go for that demographic. And people have told us that, you know, this is their first convention ever going, you know, they can't go to Phoenix and can't go to the San Diego one. So they say they have a blast, and that's what we want. We want people just to have fun.
Ayala says the Blazing Desert Comic-Con 2015 had to be moved into a bigger venue from last year because of its growing popularity. The event, held at the Cesar Chavez Cultural Center in San Luis, is an example how it offers local cosplayers like 26-year-old Laura Vasquez an opportunity to showcase their creativity.
You know, I think it's better price range, and also you get a more local, closer experience with other people. You get to know everybody on a more closer level. Whereas in a bigger convention, yeah, you might make some friends, but I feel like they're not very... Maybe not, you know, the social interaction isn't as much with big conventions as they are with small. So you get to know people on a more personal level when it's a smaller convention.
Princess Bubblegum is a character in the Adventure Time animated series on Cartoon Network. Vasquez says it took her 4 hours to put together her Princess Bubblegum costume. She painted her skin pink, wore a pink dress, and pink wig. To add a special effect to her costume, she says she sprayed on a strong cotton candy-scented perfume.
Well, she's always been my favorite character. I love candy, so what's not to love? And when they asked me to, you know, to be a judge, I'm like, okay, well, I need to come up with something that smells nice and it's like appealing to all the senses, so I picked Princess Bubblegum.
Vasquez says cosplay is appropriate for people of all ages.
Something that I've always been fond of ever since, you know, when I was like Halloween, I loved dressing up. And then when I realized that I could do it even when I was older, I realized, oh my God, you know, I may not get candy, but... You know, even better, I get to dress up as my own favorite characters. So that's how I got into it, knowing that I could keep on doing this no matter the age.
Then there is TJ Mulligan, who says she has been cosplaying for 15 years. Mulligan says she worked on her Jedi costume for about a week for several hours a day. However, Mulligan is one of many cosplayers who sometimes doesn't have a chance to showcase their work at conventions in bigger cities.
I've tried about 4 years now. Yeah. And I can't get a San Diego one.
But she says she still greatly appreciates her time at any similar conventions.
You can just do anything you want. Just use your imagination. Like, you know, I made this lightsaber. It's not based on a real lightsaber. I just kind of stuck things together and saw what looked good. And you just get to do whatever you want. And you get to wear stuff that you can't wear every day. I love it. I would wear a costume every day if I could get away with it. I would wear them to work. I'd wear them to school.
24-year-old Alex Tangway also takes pride in her costume making. Tangway was dressed up as an anime character from Yu Yu Hakusho, a Japanese anime show from the 90s.
A range of emotions. First, it's excitement when I see a costume I want to do. Like, I want to do that because of the simplicity, the complexity. I want to do it because of a group. And then we have, like, during when I'm making it, I go through a lot of trial and error. Like, I made these shorts twice because the first time I made it really good, but then I dyed it and everything was messed up. So I was like, I have to do it again. And it's a waste of my time. But then the final feeling is when you actually get to wear it and you see everything completed. It's like all my hard work, all these... Every wound I got from this costume is here I'm wearing it, and it's just like a sense of pride, because not only did you complete something, but maybe it looks good, maybe it's like you stepped up your game to get a new skill level, and you showed it.
Tanguy explains how she got her interest in cosplaying.
And I started cosplaying just because it was both a hobby. It was a lot of stress relief. I met new people. I get to travel. I go to AX a lot, Anime Expo a lot, PCC. I went to San Diego last year, and it's like the experience. The people I meet, the experiences. It's really, I really like it because of that.
Apart from the cosplayers, the Blazing Desert Comic Con also attracted a different crowd. Dozens of video game competitors were focused on TVs set up throughout the convention floor. They were playing Super Smash Bros., a fighting game that features characters from Nintendo. Angel Durazo, who was helping coordinate the tournament, says there were up to 30 entries.
Other than Comic-Con, it's a Super Smash Bros. Tournament. It's exciting because we have three different types, like, because they're all different generation games. And we have the newly released one with 20, 30 entries of people playing, and it's really entertaining.
President of AWC's Yuma Young Adults Club, Daniela Ayala, says they expect the Blazing Desert Comic-Con to continue to grow next year.
So far, it's been awesome. People are loving it. I mean, it's a different atmosphere from last year because we changed venues, but people are still enjoying it. They like that we opened the front for the vendors and the booths and the special guests. They can walk around and see people in their costume, take pictures. So they like that they have more room.
Ayala says the event is starting to attract groups from larger cities, such as Phoenix. For KAWC's Arizona Edition, I'm Stephanie Sanchez.